News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. And by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
That's my turn to talk, so here we
go. Your turn.
We're starting hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment, produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her History Moment today is about El Paso soldiers in World War I.
Everything is bigger in Texas. July 20th, 1917, Company A, a group of 121 El Pasoans assigned to the 1st Texas Infantry, were quite proud of their hometown and the state of Texas, and were never shy about sharing their pride wherever they traveled. And to back up this pride, these El Paso soldiers laid claim to some very interesting firsts. They were members of the 1st Company, the 1st Battalion, 1st Regiment, 1st Brigade, and also the largest from the largest city, in the largest county, and the largest state of the largest nation involved in the largest war in the history of the world, World War I. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Bernie's getting better at that background music.
Yeah, you like that? He's starting to sound like a full band. Isn't that amazing, though? Texas is a huge state.
And bragging in World War I to people that had probably no clue, oh, Texas is over there somewhere.
Well, and especially El Paso. These guys are coming from El Paso, and they're very proud of their state.
Oh,
really
El Paso's cool. Texas is cool. That's what we see. I forgot to ask Evan about Texas history begins in El Paso.
Oh.
But it does, and
he might be listening.
He'd probably have to admit
Evan,
it.
Evan, call back.
Anyway, you do this moment for the Alliance, and they've got more than 50,000 people.
No, it's over 60,000 now.
60,000 people.
60,000.
I think Max said they were the biggest in Facebook.
Yeah, pretty much in Facebook and also in our region. It's just amazing. He's done such a great job. So, hey, hats off to Max. I'll give you credit for doing that. And if you want more information on that also, you can call Bernie Sargent at 915-581-7920. He's a member, but he's also a historian and does consulting and all kinds of cool things like that. And we got to mention other great partners in El Paso History Work, and that's Barbara Given-Bainey and her crew.
BGB.
That's right, BGB. At her Facebook page, their Facebook page, which is called Remember in El Paso When. Go there for great archive pictures galore, and they have over 33,000 people. So people are still very, very interested.
It's a very good site for pictures, and they police it well, because if you put up a new picture and they've already got it, they say, please don't do that. We've already got that in the file. Just call it up in the file. Anyway, the moderator there is Craig Hayes. Owner and chief admin is BGB, Barbara Given-Bainey, and Ken Weiss, Paul Louie, and Bernie Sargent. Help make that thing go.
That's right.
And it just goes when it goes. Okay, now we got hour two coming up here, and we're in the middle of it. And we have a guest on the phone here named Janine Young. Janine, good morning. How's the world?
Good. How are you doing?
Good morning.
We're
Janine.
Doing well. If you're on a speakerphone, try to pick up the phone for an hour. I hate to ask you to do that. It's just a little bouncy on there. But Janine, we want to ask you a number of things. First of all, you're a volunteer with the El Paso County Historical Commission. Am I right?
That's correct.
And what does that mean? What do you do there?
Well, the El Paso County Historical Commission is a commission of the county government, and we promote heritage tourism, and we promote El Paso County history. Our main charge is historical markers.
And that's actually a function of the state of Texas mandating their counties, of which they are in charge. I think the Texas government says it's in charge of the counties. That's probably true. And then the counties are now in charge of historical stuff, and they do it through this commission, which is all volunteer, and at some point here, maybe you can explain how to become a volunteer for that if you want to. But the basic thing we're talking about today are historic markers. That's possibly one of the most visible parts of the El Paso County Historical Commission. You do a bunch of other stuff. What else do you do? I mean, are there programs you guys have and other things?
Yeah, we have an outreach program, so we do we take part in Texas History Day with UTEP for middle and high school students. We also have an architectural committee. We have a archaeology committee. We take part in Texas Archaeology Month. So there's several other programs that we have besides historical markers.
Are you funded by the county? They give you some money when you need it for stuff?
Yeah, we're part of the budget. We actually receive HOT funds, hotel and occupancy tax funds, and that is part of the county budget every year. And we're able to request funding for special things and you know, we actually submit our request for a budget every year.
I think in the past I had a partnership with the County Historical Commission on some of the DVDs we made. It actually worked out pretty well. But as it goes out here, let's talk about markers. Historic markers, I think there's, is there 100 and change of them around El Paso County? How many actual official Texas historical markers do you know offhand?
Texas state historical markers, there's about 140 in the county. Then there's other kinds of markers besides just the Texas state ones. Like, there's local markers and some private markers
like
as,
up on Scenic Drive has a whole bunch of stuff put up by the State National Bank in conjunction with the city. That's a city park. But those would not qualify under the definition of Texas historical markers. The ones we're talking about are pretty much metal things on a pole and stick up. You can see them over on Donovan Drive. There's a pair there. Mm-hmm. Or there used to be anyway.
Yeah.
Where Smeltertown was. You can, those are kind of visible as you drive down Donovan.
Roadside marker type.
Yeah, a roadside marker. And I've seen them all. Name some prominent ones that people might have seen and they wonder what that was. San Elizario has got a bunch of them, right?
Yeah, the Mission Valley has a lot of them on the missions as well as on the Spanish period and the Mexican period of our history. There's a lot downtown. There's one on the Chinese community in El Paso downtown. There's Hotel Cortez has one. You know, most of the prominent historic buildings all have a historic marker. The majority of them are either downtown, South El Paso, in the Segundo Barrio, or Mission Valley.
And
that's probably at least 100 of them are there.
And you have some in the Upper Valley. You have Keystone Heritage Park and some others on the west side.
That's true. And this differs from what we were talking about in the first hour of historic districts. These are actually markers of something, either an event or a person or a place or something happened at that spot. Is that I know where their one is. It's on north of Paisano on... what is that, Stanton Street, or is that... which is the one in front of the Burger King? That's right there.
Downtown?
Yeah, downtown, just about, 20 feet or 50 feet up.
That's Oregon. Is that Oregon? Oregon and Mills?
It commemorates a hotel where Pancho Villa stayed, and that's what the marker...
That's probably the Plaza Hotel one, I would guess.
No.
Maybe one is there, too, no?
No, it's not the Plaza Hotel.
It's up the street.
It's right by Paisano Street. I'll have to think what the cross street is. It goes straight to the bridge, so that's Stanton Street or Santa Fe. Maybe that's Santa Fe Street. Anyway, there's a prominent marker there standing alone next to the Burger King parking lot. And what the heck is this? There used to be a hotel there where Pancho Villa stayed, and the big deal was, I think it even says it on this marker sign, you sort of give a rundown on these signs of what happened here. Pancho Villa threw a German agent down the stairs because the German agent was trying to conscript him to get involved against the United States and take Mexico with him. And he said, no way. At that point in Pancho's career, I think he was happy with the United States. But that's the point.
It
commemorates a thing or an event or something that, that happened in a play. What are some of the ones that come to your mind that you've been involved with?
Well, some of the more recent ones would be, we have one on, we just have several approved this last year, one for the 1966 Texas Western College Basketball Championship that hasn't been installed yet, but that's been approved. Speaking of World War I was listening to Melissa's piece before this began, and we have an undertold story marker, which is another program of the state for Marcelino Cerna, who is the most decorated World War I veteran in Texas, and he's from right here in El Paso.
He has a bridge now, right?
Well,
they named the bridge in near Fabens, or where is it?
Isleta.
Tornillo.
That's the Cerna Bridge now, right?
That is it, yeah. We were originally going to put the marker there. We still haven't decided on it. It's still being finalized. It's an undertold story marker, which is a special category of markers for either underrepresented individuals or events in Texas history that aren't well known. So, and a lot of people don't realize that the most decorated World War I veteran is from El Paso County. So We're either going to put it properly at his residence in South El Paso, or it's even been suggested by the state for Veterans Park in Northeast El Paso. So
oh, okay.
That's one that will be coming up. That's an exciting one.
Well, tell his story if you know it offhand. Tell his story, because he, as you say, the most decorated veteran in World War I was from El Paso, but I believe he was a Mexican that came across and volunteered. Did he not?
Yeah, well, he was here working. He was born in near Chihuahua City, Mexico, and he came as an adult, a young adult, to El Paso, and he worked various jobs. He was actually working in as a farm worker in Colorado when he was drafted, and then he had the opportunity to not go because he was not an American citizen, but he chose to volunteer even though he wasn't a citizen. And he had two acts of bravery in France. He fought in France and Belgium, captured at least a few dozen German soldiers by himself, and received almost every medal you could receive except the Congressional Medal of Honor, which there's an effort again right now to get him that medal that was denied him at the time.
So there is an effort to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
I think Bernie was involved in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, there's been other people. They've tried to do it in the past, but it just doesn't seem to get through. And Bernie's been working very hard with some of the CERNAs on this to get it through. So
we're talking about the Bernie, the other half of Melissa
Bernie
and Bernie.
Sergeant, yes.
The other half of Melissa and Bernie. Well, that's an interesting program, the marker program. What else do we need to know here? You got the Second Baptist Church getting a marker. What's that all about?
That's a new marker also that's been approved for the Second Baptist Church. That is one of the oldest churches in El Paso history, I believe 1884.
I got 80, so that's what I got.
Yeah, it's 84. So, I mean, you have to think of El Paso, downtown El Paso at that time would have been just a few thousand people. It's the oldest African-American religious congregation in El Paso, still there on South Virginia Street and Paisano. So the marker will commemorate the congregation and the history of that church.
How do you get a marker?
Well, anybody can actually apply for a marker, but they do have to be approved by the El Paso County Historical Commission. So we get contacted all the time by individuals wanting a marker, and we kind of keep a running list of possible markers, so we just add them to it. Normally, if you request it, we'll do it as long as we think that the topic is historical. The ones that we've, like, for example, Bowie High School just contacted us recently, and they have a marker coming their way that's been approved for the history of Bowie High School. They're going to have their anniversary celebration in 2022, so this marker will be part of those events. So you just have to contact us, and we'll look into it and vote on whether we can accept that.
Janine, does the person have to pay, or does the county take care of all the expense on that?
Normally, it depends. So when somebody proposes that, sometimes we will ask them to pay because we do have limited budgets. The other issue is that when we put in applications every year, they're competing with every other application from every county in Texas. And so they're not going to give, like, one county 10 markers. So we have to take that into account and try to space them out. If there's, like, an anniversary coming up like Bowie High School, then we'll bump that up to priority. So sometimes we may ask the sponsor to pay for it. In the case of Bowie High School, we said this is so historically significant that we'll just go ahead and cover that from our budget. So we'll have that discussion with the sponsor.
Well, on Bowie High School, are you going to put the marker at the old Guillen, or are you going to put it at current Bowie?
I was just there this week meeting with them, and we're going to put it at Guillen. It'll be right where that turn happens in front of the school. That's where we're proposing it. Now, there's going to be another marker that we're going to apply for Bowie, an undertold story one, and that is going to be about the Bowie High School 1949 State Baseball High School Championship, which is a great story in itself, and it is an undertold story. It was actually the first year that there was a high school baseball championship, and the students from Bowie won that in Austin. So we're going to put that at Bowie High School if it's approved.
There were some odd pieces to that story as well, because when the kids from El Paso went over to that part of Texas to do their thing, they had to stay overnight. Some of them, I believe, were not allowed to stay in hotels because they were Mexican-Americans.
They slept under the bleachers.
Yeah.
Most of them slept under the bleachers. And when they returned after winning this first state championship, they stopped in Fort Stockton and were not allowed to go into the restaurant to eat. And then when they got back to El Paso County, there was, I believe it was sheriffs or maybe the police department waiting for them to give them an escort downtown. There was such a big celebration going on, and they had no idea it was going to be that big of a deal. But obviously El Pasoans welcomed them back, and, you know, they had a lot of celebration around that. But Sports Illustrated did a great story on it a few years ago, and that's a lot of our history. That reporter, you can find that online still. That reporter interviewed a lot of the survivors, the last survivors of that 1949 championship year.
Well, that's a bizarre piece of the story. I guess that has to be. Is that going to be up on the plaque, or that happened, or the discrimination?
I'm sure we'll have some mention of the discrimination and prejudice they faced, and you know, to win that championship.
I mean, that's nuts, but that's what happened.
But they overcame it.
Oh,
look
what
they did.
No,
that's the beauty of all that. Yeah. It's like, you're going to be racist against me, I'm going to show you.
Yeah, well, not only that, and they're nobody's bearing a grudge anymore, because we all got over that, I think. I hope most of us did, anyway. But Janine Young is on the phone here talking about historic markers for the County of El Paso, County Historical Commission. And maybe after the break, you can tell us how you can become one of those volunteers. And you also have committees you can volunteer upon. And back when we had a regular call screener going, Shelley Sutherland, she's part of your commission as well. I know that. And she's very active, right?
Yes, absolutely. She is the chair of the outreach committee. And she's very active with El Paso History Day and a lot of other activities.
Well, we missed her here, but we also cut out trivia, so we don't have as much demand for telephones to be answered, and that's the way that goes. You know, we've evolved with the stupid COVID like everybody else has had to. All right, taking a break, we'll come back. Janine Young talking more about markers, how you can get one if you think something historic happened in your backyard. You better be good at this, because they'll test you on the history.
Yes, they will.
But anyway, we can on Facebook, you can give a comment. Tell the Art Turpey story real quick.
Well, now that you get me, my page is not refreshing.
Well, all right, when we come back.
Yeah, we'll bring it.
When we come back, we'll talk about Art Turpey got a box of Pepe's food. Yesterday, and he was like, what?
Yeah, and somebody else, a friend of his, was, you know, trying to find out how he got it, so I let her know.
Well, not only that, we'll put the phone number up for Pepe's, and you can call him yourself with your own credit card and do this for yourself.
That's right.
Pepe's will ship anywhere in the country. He'll only do 2 days service, though, because he freezes it, it gets there still cold.
Yeah.
But you don't want it heating up on the middle of a FedEx truck.
No.
In a Mojave Desert. Don't do that. All right, back in just a moment. Call us if you want to for commenting, or do you want a marker?
There
hey, how about that?
Call 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
iHeartRadio's new true crime podcast, Paper Ghosts, investigates a decades-long search for four young girls who vanished from their neighboring New England hometowns.
It's like she dropped off the face of the earth. If you tried to say anything to them about her, they didn't like it.
But recently uncovered evidence could change everything.
And I immediately just sat on the floor like somebody just punched me in the gut.
Listen and follow Paper Ghosts on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey folks, here's something you never knew about credit scores. Most people have 97 points they can add to their credit score, but don't know how to get them. I'm David, the CEO of Scoremaster.com, the new science that puts you in control of your credit score. Imagine the difference 20, 30, or 70 plus points can make before you buy a home, car, refrigerator, or even apply for that apartment. Because a better credit score means getting a better deal. It really works too. Scoremaster shows you how many points you can add to your credit score with a specific and easy plan to get them. Now get this, the average person is adding 61 plus points in 20 days or less. You heard that right. The average of actual Scoremaster users is 61 plus points in 20 days or less. Go to scoremaster.com/USA and see how many points you can add to your credit score. That's scoremaster.com/USA. Scoremaster.com/USA.
This is an important message for all current and former Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts of America has declared bankruptcy.
If you were sexually abused in scouting, you could receive compensation, but you must file a claim by November 16, 2020.
You may file a sexual abuse claim regardless of your current age or the year the sexual abuse occurred.
Visit officialbsaclaims.com or call 1-866-907-2721.
Paid for by the Boy Scouts of America.
If you're curious about who may be out there but don't want to jump into anything right away, then take a fun step and just take a look at Our Time. Our Time is the number one dating site for singles over 50. It's easy to use and can help you find a partner to share in a new activity you've been wanting to try, take a walk, or just meet someone new. Check it out. Start for free today. Go to ourtime.com. That's ourtime.com. Start for free at ourtime.com.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got a couple of things to show here that are going to be interesting. First of all, October 10th next week, we're going to feature St. Clement's Episcopal Church as it turns 150 years old. In El Paso. It's the history of the city and this church. They're very intertwined on so many levels. Church members will portray some historic figures from the church's past. That's going to be different. And they've already been doing plays over there at the church. We'll see what can they pull off on the radio. We'll see.
That'll be interesting.
They'll be all dressed up and you won't know it.
They used to do it in the 20s and 30s.
We're doing it again here.
Yeah.
Episcopal Church, St. Clement's. Okay, October 17, a virtual walkthrough history at Concordia. Concordia Association President Patricia Kidney. The four storytellers are going to talk on the radio about that. And we've got the virtual walkthrough history day, we're calling it. Keith Erickson will be Constable John Selman. Bernie Sargent will be Texas Ranger Diamond Dick Ernst St. Leon. Patricia Wickham will be Lady Flo, Florida J. Wolf. And Karen Thomas is going to be Lucy Van Patten. That's on the 17th of October. October 24, we tour the museum on the campus of El Paso High School. And hear the history of the school's first, El Paso's first high school, basically. And I don't really know of any place in the country or wherever where a high school has its own museum on campus. I mean, they built a building there, and it's a trip.
That's amazing.
So we'll hear from the alumni president, Amada Flores. If you know her, say hi. A few other folks will chime in. Okay, are you ready for Halloween?
Oh, yes.
What do you think we're going to do for Halloween 2022? Oh, yes, we are. Halloween 2020 is October 31st. We're on the air that day. We're going to have a Halloween show with a focus on the ghost stories of El Paso.
Ghost stories.
J.R. Calamia and his psychic wife. How about that? Lady D. Diana Calamia going to be featured that day. They toured El Paso ghost spots with me and a cast of photographers. The outcome was four DVDs called Ghost Stories of El Paso. We're going to preview those, and we may be able to show them somewhere in El Paso that evening. So there you go. Now, you've got...
I got to point out something before we go anywhere. On Facebook, we had a gentleman. We'll leave his name quiet for now. It says, "Hello, Jackson. Just wanted to tell you, your listeners, that Pepe's Gourmet Mexican shipments to Pennsylvania were fantastic. Rolled tacos, tamales were excellent. The chili rellenos were so great. Cannot get those in PA. Much thanks to Pepe's and the benefactor who shipped the wonderful meal. Hope everyone goes out to Pepe's in person."
And that was on the Facebook page. And guess who's on the phone here? Art Turpey. Hey, Art, how are you?
Hey, Jackson, I'm fine.
And
I wanted to tell all your listeners that was a fantastic meal that arrived at the door. It was quite a surprise. And, Pepe's does a good job of shipping it. It was, it was in an insulated box and with cold packs, and everything was still refrigerator cold. So rather than wait until after your radio show, we cooked it all up last night and had a grand meal.
Well, Art Turpey, you're from El Paso, and you were here a year ago, so we went there. So you know what you're talking about when you say Mexican food. And I saw a picture a post you put on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. It said, I put up a picture of Pepe's enchiladas or something, and you said, "Oh, boy, I would like to have some." Well, I figured out how to ship them to you. And what part of Pennsylvania are you in?
We're in Easton, E-A-S-T-O-N. And that's just north of Philadelphia. And, in fact, a little bit of history. Easton is the first place that the Declaration of Independence was read outside of Philadelphia.
And now you have the Declaration of Mexican Food from El Paso.
Right.
You're all set.
Well, you had Kathy.
That's right. When I saw that box, I thought, man, what is this? And I saw the note on the inside, and I figured, you know, you're the only connection I had to Pepe's. So
that's
that must have come. But it was sitting on the front porch, and I took it in immediately and popped it in the refrigerator. And, you know, it comes with instructions on how to reheat everything. And everything, so you know, I would recommend people that want some good food and good Mexican food from El Paso that you know, give it a try, because it was still cold and it was vacuum sealed, you know, for flavor and all that kind of stuff. So it was really great.
Kathy Kelly, is she a friend of yours? She was a Facebook. Yeah. She commented back. Yeah. She was wondering how you got all that. So I sent her all the information and the phone number for Pepe's.
Yeah, all you got to do is call up Pepe's with your credit. Yeah, call up Pepe's with your credit card. He'll ship it anywhere in 2 days. So,
yeah.
Hey, Art Turpey, thank you for ringing
up.
I'm glad you enjoyed the food, and thanks for being a listener of the show in Pennsylvania.
Oh, thanks a lot, and thanks so much, Jack.
We'll keep in touch. Next time you come to El Paso, you can buy Pepe's.
Okay, that's the deal.
All right, see ya. Thanks a lot, Art Turpey. Thanks a lot. You take care.
Okay,
appreciate
bye-bye.
It. Bye-bye. And that's an interesting thing to look at there. And, oh, you also had some announcements.
Well, I wanted to also point out that Pepe's phone number is 877-2152, and you can see their full memo menu on Facebook page, Pepe's.
Start over, 915-877-2152. Ring them up and say the radio show sent you.
Right.
And it won't cost you that much, but they'll ship it to you 2 days overnight kind of thing. Not overnight, two days. But it has to be 2 days or Pepe won't do it. He says, third day,
he might get mushy.
Yeah, don't do that. But anyway. All right, you had, real quick, the American Pickers.
No, I don't have that one in front of me. I had War Eagles up.
So. No, do the American Pickers. Here it is, right here.
That one, there we go. Okay, the American Pickers TV show on History Channel is looking to come to Texas in November and wants to hear from anyone who has a different collection or item to put on TV. So you can call Sarah Perkins at 646-561-8390. You might be on TV. That ought to be interesting.
And yeah, another announcement at the bottom of there just to do it.
That's right. We get the roundup of the Corral of the Westerners Friday, October 16th at the Holiday Inn over at 900 Sunland Park Drive. That's at 6 p.m. And the program is Frontier Justice, Selman style, presented by Keith Erickson.
Oh, he's Selman.
Yeah, and he does a great job at his presentation. He does it out at the Walk Through History, but he's just done a lot of research. He's really good at it. Program and dinner cost is only $20. We went last time, and it was a blast. Call 915-759-9538 to RSVP, because they need to know how many people are coming. So
what location do you go to? You go to that Holiday Inn?
You go into the dining room area at the Holiday Inn. It's at 900 Sunland Park Drive.
That's cool. And so the whole idea, you can get out there and do it. All right, we're going to have to take a break here. Janine, we didn't get to you this segment, but Janine Young, can you make it to Pepe's today? I'll buy you lunch.
Well, I'd love to go to Pepe's Day. It sounds wonderful, but I'm actually in Austin right now.
Oh, that's a little hard.
Well, you're like Evan Thomas. You can go to lunch with him. He's over there somewhere.
We'll save you a taco.
All right, Janine, stand by. We're going to come back and ask you questions. How do you get a marker? And maybe you can run down some more markers that are out there. Because I think you said, like we were talking, like 150 markers in El Paso, something like that.
Yes.
We can start running down a few of those. Well, Melissa, you had a question?
Well, I was going to say, Janine, you used to have the Facebook page for the Historical Commission, and it had listing the pages of all the markers, at least up to that date, in El Paso.
Is that still on the county? Is that on the county website?
I don't think it's on. We don't have a Facebook page anymore, but you can get a full listing at the Texas Historical Commission website.
Okay.
They have an atlas for every county, including ours.
No, there was actually a website that you guys had. So that's
it's apparently gone.
Apparently
so
they took it away.
So be it. Call us if you need to, like Art Turpey did from Pennsylvania.
That's right.
And we're not shipping you food necessarily,
no.
Unless you're a cousin of mine.
But Pepe's will for the right price.
They'll do it.
Call us at 915-544-KTSM.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday. El Paso County Coliseum. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday. El Paso County Coliseum. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. El Paso County Coliseum. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. El Paso County Coliseum. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hundreds of hot tubs in stock. El Paso County Coliseum. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Today through Sunday. El Paso County Coliseum. Today, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. El Paso County Coliseum. Visit spablowout.com. Spablowout.com.
Back to work at that J-O-B, the one you realized isn't for you? Well, that's if you're lucky, right? Make your move. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
The big media are afraid of David Horowitz's new book, Blitz. But Donald Trump Jr. says bypass them and get Blitz, now a runaway New York Times bestseller. Mike Huckabee, Mark Levin, and Rudy Giuliani all say you should get it. Blitz says Trump has a big surprise coming soon. Get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer for Blitz and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to blitz411.com, blitz411.com. Get Blitz today.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, you ready for this week only in El Paso, Inc.?
The city has purchased a downtown building for $5 million that will serve as El Paso's coronavirus headquarters.
Put it all in there and leave us alone. Okay, as requests for mail-in ballots surge, El Paso County elections administrators say the votes will be counted accurately.
The manager of Microsoft's TechSpark initiative in Juarez talks to El Paso Inc. about the region's tech future and the trip to L.A. that changed his life.
Celebrating its 25th year, El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery.
To order your copy of El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night on ABC's 7 Extra, host Saul Sines looks at the new Children's Museum announced this week for downtown. And how much of the cost was approved in the 2012 bond? And how much has the city added from certificates of obligation? Can you imagine that? And how much money will come from private sources?
Host Saul Sines talks with a project architect, a major fundraiser, and the interim director of the new Children's Museum Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. after the news.
On ABC 7. Okay, Janine, we're back live. We got a longer segment here. Let's talk history in El Paso. You were the County Historical Commission, a volunteer deal. One thing I want to ask you is, how do you volunteer to get on there? You have to have a commissioner recommend you, or what happens?
Yeah, you need to have your commissioner recommend you. So you can start by meeting or contacting your commissioner. I believe applications are open right now for next year. You should be able to find that on the county website. And if you can't, we can always direct people to contact me. I can give you my email address, and I can send them some information on that. We're always looking for volunteers and new members. And as you mentioned earlier, Jackson, we always want volunteers on our committees as well. You don't necessarily need to join the commission to be on one of our committees. So if you have an interest in architecture, markers, outreach.
Archaeology, you said.
Archaeology. We also have one for the Ornate Crossing, just for that. We have one for the Mission Valley.
Oh, really?
Just for that.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're just interested in that and want to try it out by serving first on a committee, no obligation, you can definitely do that. We have several committee members who are not necessarily on the commission itself.
All right, we just got a notice from Mark Howe on our Facebook page. It says, please tell Janine the Smeltertown marker is now at the county. He took it down this week, and he has the authority. Mm-hmm. He is with the International Boundary and Water Commission, and he is the guy who's in charge of that. I think it fell over. Somebody drove a truck ran into it and knocked it off.
I saw it and asked Mark about it, and that's how I found out he had found it, because I was afraid somebody had stolen it.
Anyway, you got it back. Apparently, Mark delivered. By the way, you know what we should ask Mark to do? That's his fence that's down there at the Oñate Crossing. Janine, I know this won't work, but what I'd love to do, he probably won't let us do it. But, you know, right there at Oñate's Crossing, it's a border fence. It's a border wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little door there with a padlock on it. And if Oñate came through, he wouldn't fit through.
No, they took the padlock off, I believe.
Oh, did they? Yes. Well, okay.
It was difficult because they needed to get through.
The point being is that's where Oñate crossed, but it's just a fence. And right there in front of it on the property, I believe it's now historic property, and that's where the whole bunch of markers are or were, right, in that area?
Yeah, you can still get in there and look at those. There's some that are right there where the old Fort Bliss is at. What Mark is talking about is down sort of where the railroad overpass is at, right by Executive.
By the river, yeah.
And those are still available. You could go look at those. The one that's missing, we're going to replace it. But, you know, we think that the presence of Border Patrol is just, you know, it makes people are probably thinking they can't go there. So we're going to relocate those. We're probably going to put them in front of the International Boundary Water Commission property.
Oh, that's good.
On,
that's good.
On Paisano.
Well, right, there's parking Paisano. There, isn't there?
Yeah, oh, yeah, there would be. Well, here's what I want to ask Mark. I don't think he'd let me do it. But I would like to paint a big conquistador helmet right on that area where the crossing was, on his fence. You think he wouldn't go for that, would he?
I don't know. He might, but I don't know if his employer would.
Oh, that's true. He works for the feds. And he can only allow so much. Anyway, a big conquistador helmet you can see from the freeway. Oh, that must be the crossing where Oñate was. Well, that's what I'd like to do, but then nobody asked me anyway. So, back to markers. Now, let's talk about some other markers. We mentioned the Second Baptist Church. Andrew, we got a caller down there. Who is that? Oh, let's see who that is. Oh, Rick Hassler. Let's see what Rick. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind? Rick, what's going on?
How are you all doing today?
Surviving.
Attaboy. Hey, I just got a quick question about county historical commissions and state historical commissions.
Okay.
For your guest or for y'all, who do those folks answer to? Because it seems like a lot of decisions that the Texas State Historical Commission makes, like in Alamo Plaza a couple weeks ago, boy, it's etched in stone and nobody can appeal them and, you know.
Oh. Yeah, I know what you're
curious.
Talking about.
I mean, their word seems to be law in some of these preservation groups, like in New England. If you want to try something on your house and they say no, I'm thinking, oh, really? Who are they?
Well,
so I'm just kind of curious as to who historical commissions answer to, local and state, and who preservation societies, who do they answer to?
I'm going to take the easy way out and defer to Janine.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of different governing entities that oversee all of these. But the question does bring up something really interesting. If you apply for a state historical marker, that is state property. So if you, once you agree to put that on your property and it does require the signature of the property, it doesn't encumber the property itself. Like, it, you could still make changes to it and all of that. You just can't move the marker without their permission. There's also local markers that we can just do without asking the state for approval, and those could be moved and changed at any time. So I just want to make that clear. But there are a lot of different governing entities, so it just depends on what designation the property has.
Yeah, what about the Alamo? But he was worried about the Alamo decision.
Yeah, that's
what do you know about that?
I don't know that much about that. And again, Texas Historical Commission, I believe, and maybe Melissa knows more, they answer to the legislature, I believe.
Yes, the Texas Historical Commission is a state organization. And what's going on with the Alamo is they've been redoing the Alamo. They took the plaza area and they opened it up where it used to have a street running through. I'm not sure if that's closed off. I have not been there. But there's been an issue on the battles. That was the actual battle site.
Yeah.
And so there's issues, cultural issues, that it's not being represented correctly. So there's a battle going on between Alamo, the daughters of the
Alamo. Republic of Texas.
Yes, yeah. Republic of Texas, and some other organizations. So it's been going on a while. I think they're proceeding, but
Rick, I guess it's your state legislature that does that.
And
I was curious because down there recently, there's this big stuff in Alamo Plaza. They wanted to move the cenotaph and rehab it or refurbish it. It needs it anyway. And the State Historical Commission had this 9-hour meeting and voted 12-2 to leave it where it is, and it will not be moved, you know. And there's a growing body of evidence I've been reading online. Yeah, well, they had the hearing, but that was all. That vote was predetermined, and I thought, okay, etched in stone, you know? I'm just kind of curious.
Well, we're back to
I'm just kind of curious about county historical commissions, you know, if they make a ruling or something, can that be appealed, you know, and if so, on anything.
Janine?
Not a big deal, just curious.
No, yeah, but Janine, can somebody dispute a marker here? I know there has been some of that.
Not a marker, but what can or cannot be done.
And so it's a historical site.
Yeah, at this point, I don't think we have that much contention in El Paso. But obviously, you're referring to the next Battle of the Alamo, obviously.
That's already well underway.
Oh, I know,
I'm just kind of on the periphery of it. But we got a county historical commission here, you know. And
I
meet some people who have worked here for different things who have been overseen or bossed by the State Historical Commission, and they've had some problems with those folks. But that's Austin versus here, you know. No big deal. I was just kind of curious. Well, so, you know, who do these folks answer to? You've answered that, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
y'all stay out of trouble.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because you can also contact your state rep as well as your state senator. Yeah,
right.
And complain to them, even if it's down there. I mean, they still have to respond and be part of this.
If you don't like what the state parks are doing, it's the same path. You go back to your legislators and
make your voice heard.
And that's who is in charge of stuff. Okay.
The only way anything gets safe.
Janine Young, we're going to take one more break and come back and wrap this up. But we do want to know if you had the idea of a marker. We didn't get to the money. So, I mean, how much money are we talking about here? So don't answer now. We're going to come back and do that. Call us up if you think you need to. The number is
915-544-5555. 5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
If finding a high-impact hire is a serious goal for your business, use Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. Indeed will even give you a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the year small businesses had to rethink everything. And if you're running a small business, you need advertising built for this moment. Like iHeartAdBuilder.com, the place where you can create a radio ad that's affordable, customizable, and you can do it all from your phone. Just log on to iHeartAdBuilder.com, answer a few questions, and we'll get your ad on the air. Now you can have radio that moves as fast as you need to. Sign up today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Just to let you know, Tom Lee Month is active. It must be October. Oh, it's the month of October. Thursday, the 8th, they're going to do something at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Listen into Adair Margaret. Go to their website and check this out. She's with the Tom Lee Institute, of course. And she joins educator Trudy Lewis and UTEP Assistant Professor of Art History Melissa Warwick, discussing the fascinating history behind Tom Lee's famous Stampede mural. And they're going to do that online, so get a hold of them. And it's go to tomlee.com for that kind of stuff. Friday, October 9th, date night in the garden at McGoffin Home. Check this one out. Tom Lee Institute and McGoffin Home are calling couples to join for a yoga session made for the two of you.
Ew.
Are you ready for that? I'm not. But and you can enjoy. There's a word call it hors d'oeuvres, but enjoy prepackaged crudites. Is that a word you know?
Yes, crudites.
Okay, whatever that is.
It's little snacks finger food. And finger food,
I think just call it that. A yoga session.
Papas.
Rebecca Hendricks is the yoga master. They want $40 for this. Bring your own booze. You don't drink at a yoga event, do you?
Well, it helps you loosen up.
Oh, I guess you do then. Okay. Anyway, get a hold of them down at McGoffin Home. Adair Margot, go ahead.
Somebody called about American Pickers again, and the American Pickers TV show is coming to Texas in November, and they're looking for places to go see different collections. You may possibly sell something to them, or a special item to be put on TV. You could be a star. So give Sarah Perkins a call. She's the woman that's in charge of organizing this whole thing for the History Channel, and her number is 646-561 8390.
I know a guy who's got a collection of old little toy fire trucks. He's already called them, and I don't know if they're going to come or not.
Yeah.
You never can.
I keep them. Come to my house. Please help me clean my house.
You can never tell what to expect out of these kind
of
things.
My mini museum, yeah.
So what, what is this? American Pickers is at American Pickers at CINEFLIX. Is that what you said, Cineflex? American Pickers at Cineflex.com.
That phone number.
That phone number, 855 Old Rust. Is that what that says? 855-653-7878.
That's their shop.
Well, whatever, yeah, but she gave us her personal phone number. Whatever. Okay, I'm done with that. I don't care anymore. I want to talk to Janine. Janine, we've got a few minutes here left. The historic markers is part of the Historical Commission, but again, if somebody wants to be a member, they contact their own representative in the county and get them to sponsor them, right?
That's correct. And then there's an application form. They are being taken now, I believe, through November. So if you want to be a member, you need to do it now. And the historical markers are, the state historical markers are a state project, but they're approved and funded by the county, by Hoffman.
How much money are we dealing with here if you had to buy one?
The standard size one is $1,875.
Oh, boy.
So if we do ask the sponsor to do that, that's the manufacturing and everything. There's a couple of types that are free. Undertold story markers are free. And there's also cemetery medallions for historic cemeteries. And I would like to ask the community if they know of any cemeteries, especially family cemeteries, maybe on private property, outside the city to let us know, because we are trying to inventory all cemeteries in the county.
Yeah, and that's another category, state historic cemeteries, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yeah. And they get medallions that say that. We just did one a few years ago for Bailey Cemetery in Canateo.
Yeah, that was really neat.
Yeah, we have some concerns that there could be some family cemeteries on private property outside of the city, and if there is, we'd like to know about that. We probably don't have as many as other counties have, but if anybody should have that maybe on some farm or ranch land, we'd like to know that.
Well, especially like in the Upper Valley area like that, or farther out, like south of Montana and areas out there for ranches. I mean, it doesn't have to be a farm. It could be on a ranch, too.
Yeah, exactly. Or out toward Ternillo, you know, when you're going out far east El Paso, we definitely want to know that, so we can document that cemetery. And those medallions are free, and it just helps the state identify them and make sure that they're being preserved as well.
With Bailey, it took a little while. What is involved in having to do, what, for example, what does somebody have to go through as a person or an organization to get these plaques?
For the cemeteries, you mean, or for
the cemetery, for example.
What's the application like?
That application is actually more difficult than the historic markers, because you need to do the boundary lines. You need to research the ownership of that land. But I believe we have two this year that the Historic Commission is getting approved, and one is for the old San Elisario Cemetery, the original cemetery, and then the cemetery in Clint. So it can be done. In our commission, we actually have a cemeteries committee. This might want to serve on that. And they will be working on getting all of these cemeteries medallions.
And like the historical markers, as well as these markers for the cemeteries, you have people, volunteers on the commission that will help guide the people through it, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because it sounds daunting until you realize you got all this help from the historical commission.
We got to write a term paper.
Yeah. Well, it's not
you
that
do.
Bad.
You have to write a narrative with sources, with footnotes, all of that, and we can help with that, definitely. With the cemeteries, it's not so much doing that. It's more researching almost doing like a title search of the property itself, and that takes time.
Because it is property and such, so it's, yeah, interesting, though.
Well, like you can make up an incident in your backyard, but you have to be able to prove it to get a marker.
Yes. you have to be able to document it, exactly.
Yeah, we want proof you Pancho Villa really was in your backyard at one point.
We dug up a spur from 1918 on our property over on Sunset.
Really?
And it was like, that was the area you used to travel along the river.
Well, it was a Camino Real kind of thing.
Yeah. So I'm like, do we? No, we don't say anything.
Nah, you don't. Leave it alone.
I was afraid.
But what if you want to put an historical marker like on the mountain, on the side of the mountain? That's already state property.
I mean, like the B-36. Yeah. You did that one.
Well, I was thinking of the A on the mountain for Austin High School.
There you go.
Ooh.
We could ask for permission to do that. That's a little bit harder to ask federal or state for permission. But we can, that's part of the county. So we could put
you could
it,
do
in,
it.
As Melissa said.
Janine,
yeah.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate your time and being
great,
on the radio
Janine.
With us. Janine Young, El Paso County Historical Commission. And Melissa Sargent. Are we coming back next week?
Yes, we are.
We're going to do this again. Janine, thanks a lot. We'll see you
take
on the
care.
Streets.
Safe
and
trip
you'll
home.
Be holding a marker. I know you will. See you there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You take care. Andrew, thank you in the control room for doing the controlling of the room and us.
And us.
See you on the radio show 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. next week for Talk El Paso. We're next on 10 a.m. next week
thank
at Saturday.
You for listening
bye.
To the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Monterey Asset Management, Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.